Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
In the first edition of our new Big Red Bench Ladies Football Podcast, Cork under 16 manager Dennis Mulvihill ahead of the squad's Munster under 16 championship opener with Limerick.
So we said we'd put in a bit of extra work this year. So we, like trials normally would only start in December. We went 2 months earlier. So we're together a bit longer. We have a lot more kind of fitness work done at this stage versus last year.
Reaction from the Cork seniors and Donnie's defender Melissa Duggan plus manager Aoife Fitzgerald to the Rebels' fourth consecutive National League Division 1 victory this past weekend.
You know, they bring such a physical aspect to the game, and I suppose it took a lot to get used to in the first half. We were getting bullied around the pitch, but we came out stronger and ready to take the game to them. So we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and it was a dogfight.
And finally, we interviewed two Cork LGFA club under 12 coaches and their players from Douglas and Killavullen after both clubs featured at half time in last weekend's National League game between Cork and Mayo.
Well, our club is only a young club. We've been here for maybe about 12 years, and we have about 350 registered members, ranging from under 6 up to our Gaelic promoters.
But let's start with the Cork under-16s, who begin their season away to Limerick in the Munster Championship this coming weekend. I caught up with Cork manager Dennis Mulvihill and asked him about his squad's preparations, aspirations for the coming year, and what to expect from Limerick.
We're at this now since we started trials back in the beginning of October. So we did a series of 8 divisional trials, and we followed up with 4 full trials after that. So, and we settled on a panel of 36, which we're happy enough with at this stage. So we started training probably just in the beginning of December this year. So we're slightly ahead of where we were last year. We did 4 weeks, as I said, in the farm just before Christmas. And then we started a campaign then inside in the Mardyk on Monday nights, which is like an injury prevention program. And we train on Wednesdays and Saturdays then in the Dove and in the farm. So overall, we're happy enough so far with where we're at. It's early in the year, but for where we are at now, we're content with the progress so far.
Who are the management team that you've put around yourself this year?
I have 2 from last year with me again. I have John Duffy from Fermoy. John does a lot of the coaching for us. I have Miriam Forbes from Dohany's, who does a lot of work in West Cork with the development underage and that. And this year we've brought in Orla Hallahan from Bright Rovers. So Orla would have had one of our girls involved there over the last few years. So we would have had a good understanding with Orla and her with us. So we have a good blend and a good mix this year with us.
You have come back that bit earlier this year, just based on your previous experiences of being involved at LGFA intercounty level. Have you found that that's helped in terms of preparations and getting things right?
Yes, I suppose we learned from last year, and if you don't learn, you're not doing much as a coach. We learned when we came up against Galway that we were off the pace last year when we met them in the semi-final. So we said we'd put in a bit of extra work this year. So we, like trials normally would only start in December. We went 2 months earlier. So we're together a bit longer. We have a lot more kind of fitness work done at this stage versus last year. We're fitter and we're ahead of where we were last year. So, but at the same time, not peaking too early either. But so we have learned from that, right? We're doing a lot of fitness and strength work with the girls this year to bring them up physically and have them in a better shape than they were last year.
You've obviously prepared diligently at the end of last year to be ready for this year. But you have had some amount of players interested in taking part this year and trialling.
I think we had over 250 trials, and that's why we said we went out and did extra trials this year, because you always find out what a player you didn't see or didn't come out. So we did 8 divisional trials, as I said. So we really encouraged clubs to send out as many players as they could to us this year, and we've unearthed, as we did the previous years, we've unearthed a few girls who would never have been involved with Cork before, and we're with a few gems coming through this year now, I must admit, compared to last year. And look, again, we're happy. So as I said, starting with 250 odd, brought it all the way down. We know the panel of, we settled on 37 in the end, because we had a goalkeeper got injured there for a few weeks. We brought an extra goalkeeper. So we've 37 now at the moment.
And when you're this close to the beginning of the Munster Championship, I would imagine the intensity levels in training has risen in recent weeks. Have you been able to hold kind of, you've obviously had enough numbers to hold 15v15 games, and has that helped?
Oh, yes, and that's why Cork tend to go to 36. So as training is, you always have a game. Minimum you're going to have a training for a game is probably 20 minutes a side, 40 minute games. And like that, you can have a few injuries, so we'll always have 15v15. The weather hasn't been that kind to us the last few weeks, but thankfully we've been able to train and find venues to train that have helped us in our preparation. So look, we're happy where we're at, and let's hope next Sunday goes all our way.
Indeed. And just before we talk about that, can I take you back to last year and that game with Galway? Obviously, they went on to win it again. I think it was for a third time in a row for Galway at under 16 level.
Would be, yeah, they were an exceptional team last year, to be fair to them. Up front, especially forward wise, they were. I've never seen girls at under 16 kick points from 30 yards and miss very little in a match. But again, we've got a little bit of stage fright. We have five girls from last year's panel with us again this year. Last year, we had quite a few girls in that match that wouldn't have been into an All Ireland series before. So this year, we're helped with 10 girls from the under 14 last year's winning All Ireland. So that'll stand to them. We have five girls from our own under 16 panel last year, so we have a nice core of the team that have been to that level before. So I think we'll be better prepared on the day. They won't be as frightened and freeze on the day like a few of them did last year. But overall, you have to give credit to Galway, they were super side. They were very strong and deserved it last year.
And just two things on that, Dennis. You've obviously got girls from last year. You also have a group coming up having won an under 14 All Ireland with Cork. And how important is it that you've got a right blend this year? And also your strength and conditioning, that's something that you put a bit more emphasis on.
Yes, the blend is something we've always promoted. We've always tried to bring girls on when they come out of under 14 last year rather than leaving them in for a year kind of doing development work around them. We tend to bring in the stronger ones to get them used to the next step up, because invariably that's where we're at. We're getting them ready so they can then be moved on to minor, the girls that are of age next year, and have them ready to move into that setup. We have to create a line of players going through for the next few years. So having them in early, 2 years early, it really gets them used to the new setup. They'll be doing different things and the intensity will be a bit stronger this year, being under 16. And then we've brought in the whole injury prevention end of it, which we started last year with the Marta Garina. And we devised a programme with Jess again inside of this year for a 12-week programme. So we started that at the beginning of January. We're just over halfway through it now. So a lot of that will be based on mechanics, proper running, proper posture, and proper ways of going into tackling, and above all proper stretching for pre-match warm-ups and that. So we bring that then into everything we do at every training session, every match. So our pre-match warm-ups are always 20-25 minutes of proper girl-orientated stretching to prevent ACL injuries and things like that. And we've been very lucky. We went through the whole campaign last year without an injury, a muscle injury of any sort. So it stands to us in good stead. So we're sticking with that again this year.
That's a remarkable record, and I suppose it's proof positive of the fantastic work that you're doing in conjunction with the Mardaig to have that for an inter-county team who are training hard, playing very tough opposition throughout the year, especially at under 16 level when they're quite active at that age. I mean, that's just proof positive that this is worth pursuing.
Well, without doubt, and it's age related as well. It's not in the pumping heavy weights or anything like that. They'll do the beginnings of maybe hauling weight bars and lifting, but doing the correct posture, the correct movement, correct stretches, the proper lunges that suit under 16-year-old girls. And it's really, you'd see them develop, especially after 2 or 3 weeks, and when they start doing it, their stretching and their mobility is way better after a month, even into this campaign. So it definitely stands them, and it'll hold them for, as they go to their clubs, they can bring it to their clubs and expand on it and make it better for them, you know.
And speaking of clubs, Dennis, you've got a very nice wide range of clubs represented on the panel this year, but an emphasis, I think, from East Cork, and rightly so, considering Ahada, Bride Rovers and Glenmire and the kind of success they had last year.
Yeah, well, Glenmire, reigning county champions. I think at the moment we have 5 from Glenmire. So we've 21 from East Cork this year out of the panel, 37, which is over 50%. So it's strong this year. But having said that, the girls we have from the other divisions, there's a nice mix in the team at the moment, but what's going towards the starting team for the weekend. So and they're really gelling together very well, which is great. Even though there's such a strong East Cork development, we've had a few friendlies and stuff so far with them there. We've played Wexford, Mayo, Meath and Dublin, and we've played the Cork Miners then as well recently as well. So they're really getting to know each other now, and they're evolving as a unit together. There's no little segments of East Cork and West Cork. They're really bonding well together. So that sounds, that all goes well for this year for us.
It sounds very positive, Dennis. It sounds like you've had a very good and longer than usual run into this. What kind of challenge are you expecting from Limerick this weekend?
I watched Limerick win the under 15 blitz that was on earlier there, there in Mallow. They brought down a few teams for that. And I was impressed with them. They played on the main pitch in one of the games there. And you can see they're putting a lot of work into football in Limerick. You can see it. It's come on a long way. And this year, I think, is a good move out of Munster LGSA. What they've done is, there used to be an A and a B sections before. So what they've done is they've created two groups and thrown the six Munster teams into them. So it's Kerry, Clare and Tipperary in one group, and it's ourselves, Waterford and Limerick in the other group. So you'll round robin, and top team will go into the A final, second team will go into the B final, and this year there's going to be a C final as well, which all goes well for the promoting of the football, for ladies football. So, but I'm expecting a challenge. You have to go into these games expecting a challenge next weekend, and we're playing them in UL Sports Complex on the Astro pitch next Sunday. So it'll be a challenge for us, and we'll be approaching it that way.
That different type of surface, I mean, it goes without saying, Dennis, obviously you've been trying to train on as many grass pitches as you can. Is there some sort of a different approach because of the type of the pitch now, or do you just carry on with what you've been doing all along in the build-up?
Look, we've actually changed for tomorrow. We're actually going to train on an Astro pitch. Thanks to Kintyre Community School. They give us the use of their pitch there tomorrow evening. So we're going to give them an idea of the ball, obviously, react differently. And if it's wet, it comes off the surface a lot quicker. Footwear, you have to be careful what you wear on these sort of pitches. But overall, look, fitness will tell on these. They're faster surfaces, so hopefully our fitness will hold up. And at the end of the day, it's a pitch with two goalposts, one on each end, and we play it the same way.
Very true, and very, very, very philosophical of you. Can I just ask you, just from your Valley Rovers man, your club and how your club has been progressing at underage level ladies football over the past number of years. I've come across you down in West Cork myself on a couple of occasions. Huge numbers, great interest, and I mean, you must be delighted to see the club going from strength to strength.
Yes, we've had a good few last few years have been pretty good to us now. We put a lot of work in originally under John Murphy when he was chairman. We put a lot of work in with Liam Riley there about getting a community of practice, so as all the coaches started doing the same level of training. We did a lot around injury prevention, along from under eights right up to the academies, and we're trying to promote the same level of coaching and professionalism, I suppose, through it. We've really gone at it from that point of view. So as when the girls start coming up through the ranks, it's not a big change for them. When they move up to the next section, they'll be doing it a little bit, obviously, more intense, but that the training will be along the same lines. And it's also about keeping them interested and making them enjoy it. But we've put a bit in mind. We've had some very good coaches down there. With Dennis Kiley, that's the Emo, and Derek Kiley's dad is involved this year now with 21s and the juniors this year. And we have a good crop of girls coming through again. So, please God, we'll have another good year this year. We might get that junior A championship over the line this year. We've lost two finals 2 years in a row now to two All-Ireland champions, Glenmire and Dunmore. So hopefully we'll make our one better this year.
That was my next question, and I was kind of reluctant to bring it up, but it's a sign. I know it's not easy to go to two finals. I mean, Donnie's and West Cork, as you would have seen yourself, have been to the well a couple of times before they finally got over the line. It sounds like, though, there's a real determination with that particular group of players this year to get the job done.
There is, because it's a young team, and it has even for the last 2 years, it was a young side. Glenmire beat us the previous year by 5 points, Dunmore 2 points last year, and it was an experience. It was some great experience in their arena, and there was a few that had looked that played extremely well. They had a few Cork Miners on their panel as well last year. But look, we're progressing, and we have some younger girls again coming into the setup again at junior level this year. So I think over the next few years, hopefully we should get it over the line. Hopefully we can do it this year. But there's a good future with this group of girls, and they seem to be staying and they're interested. So hopefully, as I said, we might do it this year.
Hopefully, indeed. Just to finish up, Dennis, I mean, you're involved at coaching level at both club and inter-county level in Cork for quite a long time now. The surge in interest in ladies football, not just in your own area, but throughout the county, and the surge of interest when it comes to inter-county and trialling, have you been taken aback by that number? Because I have, and I was just wondering from somebody on the inside, when you see the number of girls, especially at that age of 16 that you mentioned there, over 250 girls, that's an astonishing number interested enough to come and trial for an inter-county team. And then the dedication and the commitment of the squad that you have year after year, it's a brilliant thing, and it's a thing I think we should cherish in Cork. And do you see that? It seems to me to be on the increase.
Well, without doubt. And there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes. It just doesn't happen that they come out. I know in the summer, all a farmer brings out a couple of the senior ladies there and they do the summer camps for the, that they're bringing on from kind of 10s, 12s all the way up through that. And that gets a great interest. That gets them started off and gets them into playing football with their clubs. There's a lot of development work done in the four divisions. I know Miriam, one of her own management team, there's a lot of work and she's developing off of the Cork this year. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to actually keep that going, and the numbers, as you said, are increasing the whole time, and the standard of football is improving. I can see it every year. It's going the right way about it, and I know they're introducing a few new things for this year, and they're now going to put goalkeeping as part of it as well this year, to start developing that position. It's been kind of a weak spot for us for the last few years there, so there's a bit of emphasis going to be put on that. But overall, the future looks good. There's a lot of work being put in, and when you get on to the Cork setups, like this year, we're doing three nights a week. So there's a huge commitment. And we have seven dual players this year, so they're doing the very same with Cork Camogie. So you really have to love it and want it to be in there to do it. But generally, you'll find that ladies, they're a competitive bunch, even when you train. So they want to win, and this is why they're in here, you know. So.
Can I just ask you on that, in terms of the time management, especially for the set of girls that are playing both Camogie and football, I mean, most of the girls on your panel, if not all of them, are also playing football in school and doing other things. How difficult is it to manage that workload from a coaching point of view and to monitor?
It is difficult. Look, as I said, we have seven dual players. Thankfully, I've pretty open relations with Donny Daly and the 16 Camogie manager. So we've been in talks already. So what we tend to do is, they were to have semi-final for Munster, so today it's called off, but we rested these girls during the week. So, I mean, the girls can only do so much in a week. So it's in both our interests and in the club's interest for us to look after them. So we don't put them through if they're playing games like that. We monitor them during the week. We constantly talk to them about their what to have on for the week ahead. And we work around that. We have to get the best out of them without overtiring them. It's their welfare at the end of the day. And if you want the best out of a player, you really have to know and monitor what they're doing. And we hold back, and we get other people, the clubs hold back a little bit for us as well, to be fair, on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So we are all in this for the girls at the end of the day. So it's managed well. And I must admit, now we really look after them. So.
You sound like you're enjoying it as much as you ever did. It is a huge, whatever about the time and commitment from the players, from the coaching point of view, and being an underage intercounty manager, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of time away from home too, I would imagine. And also, when you are not on the pitch, you're planning and scheming for what's coming up. Do you obviously enjoy doing what you're doing, but are you enjoying it even more this year?
I mean, what I really like is being out there with the girls on the pitch and coaching them. At the end of the day, we're developing them, really. The clubs do most of the work with them to bring them where they are to us. We try and bring them on another step. We obviously will bring them up fitness-wise, and they'll be playing then in a team that they've got a complete team of superb, talented players around them. Do you know what I mean? Which still, while their clubs will be good, they'll never get that anywhere else. So what we're trying to do is just bring them on another level. And as I said, so as we can pass them on when their time with us is done, that they'll move in and they've got to keep going under a minor level, and we'll start to see them in a few years' time, maybe give them the senior time.
And just finally, sorry Dennis, just finally, I was just going to ask you, obviously not going to ask you for a prediction from this weekend, but you'll be looking for a performance, and probably consistent performance over the coming weeks and months.
Yes, well, look, we want them to play the way we want them to play. There's obviously ways we're trying to develop them to play the way we want the style of football to play. It would be nice if we can get through this again and play that way. If we do that, I think we'll be okay, hopefully. But regarding progressing, we want to be peaking, hopefully. Please God, if we get through this week, we'll have Waterford in 2 weeks' time. And hopefully we'll go on to meet Kerry in a Munster final. That's our goal at the end of the day, is to be in a Munster final. And we'll take it after that, game by game, even as now. But hopefully we'll get to a Munster final and have another go off Kerry, who I'm sure are waiting for us after last year.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
The Cork seniors are back on top of the Lidl National Football League Division 1 table following a 1-12-1-4 defeat of Mayo in Mallow last weekend. Orla Finn weighed in with 0-7, Anya Terry O'Sullivan scored 0-3, and Libby Coppinger scored a crucial goal at the start of the second half to help Cork overcome a sluggish first half display and eventually overcome their Western rivals. Aisling Hutchings and Saoirse Noonan also weighed in with points for the winning team. For Mayo, Lisa Cafferkey got 1-2, Mary McHale scored a point, as did Sinead Cafferkey, but it wasn't enough to prevent Mayo from suffering defeat. After the match, I first caught up with Cork and Donnie's defender Melissa Duggan and then winning manager Aoife Fitzgerald. Melissa Duggan, great win for Cork, unbeaten, up top of the table, and considering all the changes that were made today, that's a great win for you.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be hard today facing Mayo. You know, they were coming down. They didn't want to lose down here to us. You know, they bring such a physical aspect to the game, and I suppose it took a lot to get used to in the first half. We were getting bullied around the pitch, but we came out stronger and ready to take the game to them. So we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and it was a dogfight today.
It's about as good a game for this type of physical game that you can get at this time of the year, though, especially with the championship coming around the corner. They were very tough, but you stood up to them, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we've been nearly 4 weeks now without a game, so to get a game again under our belt and to get a win, it will stand to us for the next few games and for the championship. They do bring a big physical aspect to the game, and you know, it is a good test, especially for the younger ones, to get experience of that you know, physical aspect of the game.
You're an experienced player now on the panel and as you said, a lot of new faces in and out today, but that's a great sign because the panel are getting the experience playing a tough opposition, which will stand to them if they're called upon later on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's good about the league. You know, there's a whole load of games in there. We have to play everybody, so it is a great chance to bring on new people that maybe mightn't get the chance in the championship and to see how they can excel on the field. I think we made 5 changes to the starting panel today, including our goalkeeper Lisa, who is very good, and we brought on a good few players like Abby, who's just come up from minor, and Katie Quirk, who's just come up from minor. So, you know, this game will stand to them, and you know, you can see on the field they fit in very well with us. So yeah, it's great to see.
Pleased with your own form, you're playing consistent level of the games I've seen you so far this year, injury free, which is also important.
Yeah, it's also important. Yeah, the league has started well, in fairness to us. Yeah, you know, it's not easy playing on these pitches. You know, the soft ground makes it very hard to you know, run the field and stuff like that, and there could be a few dodgy hand passes and solos, but you know, it's a good start to the league, but it's a very long year ahead, so hopefully we can just keep going and keep getting better and improving.
Just finally, lovely nice short trip up to Donegal next time out, looking forward to that.
Yeah, we haven't been to Donegal now since 2 years ago, so you know, we're going to come up there again, which it's a good chance to get, I suppose, a bit of team bonding done as well. We're going to stay up Saturday night and, you know, make the weekend out of it. So it's, even though it's a long trek up, you know, we'll make the most of it, and hopefully we'll come back with a win. We don't want to come back with anything else.
Aoife Fitzgerald, tough, hard-earned victory, and good to see so many of your panel being used today. You must be delighted with how the changes worked out for you, and you got that victory in the end.
Yeah, it was a tough game. I think, you know, physically it was probably the toughest game we've had. Mayo really put it up to us. You know, they came down with a purpose, and I think there were 2 points up at half time. No, there was a very, very strong win, so that was definitely a factor. But you know, I thought we were a bit sloppy in the first half. Our hand passing was a bit off, and you know, we kicked 5 or 6 wides. But the second half, I think we picked it up. The girls knew that, you know, it was an important game for us, because if we had lost today, I think Mayo in a head to head would have been ahead of us, and that would have meant, you know, they could have qualified instead of us. So it puts us in a good position now in the league. But the most pleasing aspect of this was, as you mentioned earlier, there is the being able to use our panel members. I thought Abby O'Mahony came on there, did very, very well. You know, we were able to bring Laura Cleary on. Emma Cleary came on for a first start, I would say, in a senior. So all in all, it's nice to be, I mean, the purpose of the league really is to you know, try and improve our panel while at the same time being competitive. So we've been that now, and you know, puts us in a strong position going forward.
Are you happy with the consistency of the performances so far, or are you just kind of working towards the championship and using the league to get to that point?
Well, you know, there's only two national competitions, so we want to be competitive in both. I suppose the one thing we were, you know, that we were letting ourselves on was we were going 20 minutes maybe in games where we didn't score, so we were conscious of that today, that we wanted to keep the scoreline ticking over, and I think we did that. To be honest, you know, we got some good points, but able to, you know, Saif came on there in the second half, and Sir Shanoon, they gave it a real freshness again. So that's very, very pleasing for us, you know, and that's what we're looking for. You know, I think over the last couple of years, we were slightly short in numbers, and that's certainly improving now, and there's a great buzz in the camp, you know, the girls, and we have Kira Sullivan will be back training this week, you know, Dirren is working her way back, so there'll be Emer Skelly has been injured for a while, you know, so we have a lot of girls who are, you know, on their way back. Niamh Cotter, you know, Hannah Looney wasn't here today, so that org, you know, Mayo were short quite a lot of their what you call their first team players as well, but you know, it augurs well for us in terms of competition for places, because the training, girls have been buzzing in training, and you know, we like to think that if girls are playing well, we give them an opportunity, and you know, they're certainly taking it.
The fact that you've had four very different challenges, Westmeath all defensive, tough pitch in Ardfin, and then the kind of open game against Dublin, great experience for those players, and for you as well to see them in all different kinds of scenarios.
It is, yeah. And again, I thought today Marie Ambrose, I thought, was absolutely immense today. You know, Marie has had an awful 2 years really with injury. She's been misfortunate, but I think she's absolutely great leader, very quiet girl, but you know, leads with example, by example, and I thought today she was exemplary, like Melissa Duggan as well, you know, there's great character there, and you know, they, I suppose they turn up the training, and it's the same attitude, you know, whether it's a five-a-side game or whether it's a, you know, whether we're playing the National League or we're playing Championship, and that kind of rubs off on the other girls as well. All of them the same, you know, the amount of work rate they get through is phenomenal. So all in all, very, very pleased now to be going home at you know, at half time. We were cross with ourselves in terms of you know, I thought our attitude could have been a little bit better, but like, that was addressed in the second half, and we're delighted with the victory.
Just finally looking ahead to that trip up to Donegal, more of the same, are you going to mix it up, or do you have in mind what you want to do?
Yeah, we'll mix it up, like we'll hopefully have a few girls back again, and you know, we'll probably try and mix it up a little bit again, and give, like, we have three games left now, and I think if we win one of them, we're in the final, so that gives us opportunities again to experiment. So, but again, for the girls that played well today, we'd like to think that, you know, we'll give them that opportunity to go again. You know, nobody likes to not be playing, but it's a nice choice for us to have, but it's difficult at times because of the competition.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Last Sunday was a special day for two ladies football clubs. Both Killavullen and Douglas under-12s took to the Mallow GAA pitch during half-time in the National Football League Division 1 game between Cork and Mayo. Afterwards, I caught up with Douglas LGFA Club Secretary Eamon Murphy, Coach Donna Barry, and two of the Douglas under-12 players, Emma Whelan and Kate O'Connor, to talk about their club and getting to play in front of a large crowd. Eamon, Secretary of the Douglas Ladies Football Club, very special day today for your club at the Cork and Mayo Ladies Division 1 Football League game. You were out in the pitch at half-time, great numbers, a great day for the girls.
Very special day for us, Ger. We brought down about 40 under-12 girls to play Killavullen at a half-time blitz.
Your club, I would imagine, has quite large numbers and a lot of playing numbers involved. What are we looking at from underage upwards?
Well, our club is only a young club. We've been here for maybe about 12 years, and we have about 350 registered members, ranging from under 6 up to our Gaelic from others.
That's quite a big number, 350. I mean, in terms of facilities, I mean, and getting the girls out training, is it a bit difficult managing that huge number?
Oh, it's hugely difficult. It's, you know, it's difficult because firstly, we are part of a very big club in Cork, Douglas GAA, and obviously resources are limited, so we're all sharing the same pitches, and you know, with the help of Douglas GAA Club and our counterparts Douglas Camogie and the local schools, where you know, we're fighting the fight, and we keep our teams, you know, going every week and training every week, and you know, we're just starting a new year now, so you know, we're keeping our numbers up, and we're very happy with that.
Donna, how difficult is it to keep volunteers on the go? I mean, parents are busy, coaches are busy, but it's very, very important for a club of your size that you keep those people coming in.
Yeah, absolutely, Ger. It's a huge issue. Every year we're looking for new coaches. I mean, a lot of the girls do multiple activities, so particularly as they get older, they kind of probably have to start choosing those activities, which makes, which again, you lose parents from a volunteer's point of view. But we're very lucky. We're a very dedicated bunch. We've kept maybe 10 coaches who've been keeping going with this group and the group below for the last number of years, which is great because it brings continuity and we move up with them as they move up to the age grades. So we build up great rapport with them. But, you know, we continually, it is an issue, particularly at the younger age groups, getting volunteers to come through. So, but look, it's so far so good. The club's gone from strength to strength. And, you know, days like today now make it all worthwhile for the girls.
Yeah, they all look very happy to be out on the pitch at half time in front of a big crowd.
Yeah. It's great for them, you know, a big game, Cork and Mayo down here in Mallow, for the girls to get a run out at half time and that, you know, cause, you know, and to see the senior players playing in a game like that is great for them. So, thanks, Ger.
Okay, I have two very, very excited young ladies here who are out on the pitch in front of a big crowd today. And the girls I'm talking to, your own name, please?
Emma.
And what age are you, Emma?
I'm 11.
And you play for Douglas?
Yeah.
And your own name?
Kate.
And what age are you, Kate?
I'm 12.
Emma, what was it like playing out in that pitch today? Was it a bit nerve-wracking with all those people in the stand?
At the start, it kind of was. But then when we started playing, it just got really fun. And it was nice to play against other teams and play in front of Cork.
And do you like? You obviously like playing for Douglas. How long have you been involved with the club?
I've been playing since under sixes.
Under sixes?
Yeah.
Okay, and this year you're under?
12s.
Okay, so what were the opposition like today out in the pitch? There seemed to be a lot of scores and a lot of hard tackling going on.
Yeah, they were a good opposition, obviously. But we've been together a long time and a lot of us are good friends. And we went out and played well, so.
How much do you love playing for Douglas?
I love it. A lot.
What are the coaches like? Do they get angry sometimes?
No, but they really help us with everything. They give us lots of motivation when we're playing games.
And you never talk in between the training sessions, no? You stay quiet throughout the whole training session?
Yeah, we stay quiet enough.
Why are the coaches shaking their heads?
They're not.
And just finally, this is a great day for you to be out on the pitch with all your friends and everything. You're looking forward to the season playing for Douglas now?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We have like the leagues this year, so it's going to be really exciting.
And yourself?
Yeah, I'm very excited too. It'll be fun.
I also caught up with Killavullen under-12 coaches Mick Carroll and Niamh Buckley, the latter who captained Cork to a senior All-Ireland B title back in 2007. I also spoke to two Killavullen's under-12 players, Gerry Buckley and Shailene Murphy. Mick Carroll, big day for Killavullen and the under-12 squad to be out on the pitch at half-time in the Cork and Mayo game. Big excitement for both you and the players?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. We were delighted to get the chance to go out there today. So we had 26 girls there in total. So it's a great day for the girls, yeah.
In terms of playing numbers at underage level throughout the club, is that the case? Have you got big numbers coming all the way up through the different grades?
We have, yeah. I suppose we're a small club in comparison to city clubs and that, but we have 21 under-12 at the moment, and we start from under-6 all the way up. So, yeah, we've got good numbers, yeah.
A lot of time and commitment having to be put in by both yourselves. A lot of volunteer work as well, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we've four coaches now. I've great help as well as myself, Niamh here, Pat O'Donovan and Nicola. So between us, so, yeah.
You're kept going.
Absolutely, yeah. We're busy people, yeah.
Niamh, former Cork footballer, well-known Cork footballer, has just pointed out to me, back involved with football again at Killavullen. What's that like?
Yeah, it's great to be back involved in it again. My own daughter is playing now, so it's good to get back and train the girls. And for years I've been playing, so it was always in my mind to come back coaching eventually, so here I am.
Yeah, and you've got quite a big number even out on the pitch today for under 12. I mean, the season's just about to start as well, I'd imagine. It's been a bit difficult getting training pitches with the weather, but Killavullen's facilities, you've got good room and good facilities up there to keep it all going?
Yeah, we are back training a couple of weeks now. We've one night out in the AstroTurf in Killavullen, GA Field, they're great to facilitate the ladies football there as well, you know, so we really appreciate all their help. And we decided this year that we're going to go training in the community hall for on a Saturday morning. We decided to change it up a bit and do a little bit of basketball, so it's good for the girls and keeps them interested as well.
Very good. Now, two very excited girls that were out on the pitch at half time. Your own name, please?
Gerry Buckley.
And your name?
Shailene Murphy.
Now, Shailene, what age are you?
I'm 12.
And how long are you playing football with Killavullen?
Since I was 5.
Well, that's a long time, even for a 12-year-old. What was it like out on the pitch there today? It was quite a big crowd here.
Yeah, it was freezing cold.
Well, how exciting was it?
Oh, yeah, it was really exciting. And you got to see all the Cork players coming out and the Mayo.
Which was kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
And from your point of view, it seemed like you were having fun out there with the rest of your friends?
Yeah, it was such a good opportunity for just to play and see the Cork and Mayo players.
It sounds like you've been training very hard the last couple of weeks. Would that be right? Getting ready for the new season?
Yes.
And how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm very excited.
Very excited, very good. And just finally, Shireen, what's the hope this year for Killevall, and what are you hoping for?
Well, last year we got into the final. Sorry, the semi-final, but then we lost by like 2 points and we got one to get to the final this year.
So you're going all out again to win it?
Yeah, hopefully.
Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's Red FM.
That's it for another Ladies Football Podcast. Thanks very much for listening, and remember to subscribe to the Big Red Bench on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can also listen online at redextra.ie. Don't forget to tune in to the Big Red Bench with Rory O'Hagan and guests on your radio every Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. on Red FM. Follow the Big Red Bench on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram social media accounts, as well as visiting our official website at redfm.ie.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.